is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Worship God. There's a heavy worship anointing in this place. Come on, worship Him, worship Him. Tap into Him. Tap into Him. Commune with Him. Don't just clap your hands. Talk to Him. Call out to Him. He's here. He's here. Come on, come on. Worship, worship. Somebody needs to worship God for the first time in a long time. Come on, come on. Put your mind on Him, not on your problem, not on your circumstance. Put your mind on Him. Don't ask Him for anything. Just put your mind on Him. Oh, we worship You, God. Oh, we worship You, God. Oh, we lift You, God. We lift You, God. Come on, worship, worship. Worship. Bow in His presence. Bow spiritually, bow mentally, bow down emotionally. Put your agenda to the side just for a few moments. And worship the great and mighty God. For who He is. For who He is. You praise Him for what He's done, but you worship Him because of who He is. Holy. Righteous. Loving. Powerful, almighty. Glory. so holy, 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 holy. Right now, just for a few moments, no music, no anything, just your voice. No music, just your voice. Just your voice. Honor your Father. Worship our God. Love on Him. Love on Him. How holy you are. How great you are, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, God, just for being God. Never changing God. Faithful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory. Glory, God. Glory, God. Love Him, love Him, love Him this morning. Love Him with your whole heart. Love Him. From the fruit of your lips, love on Him. Glory. Glory. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Great God. Glory, Lord. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. What a privilege it is, oh God, to worship you. It's our honor. It's our privilege to worship you. Not for anything you've done, but because of who you are. Who you are. Not how you, who you was. Not who you used to be. Not for who you will be, but who you are. Glory, God. Glory. We bless you in this place. We bless you in our hearts. We bless you with our lives. The fruit of our lips, we bless you. We honor you. We reverence your name. You are holy. You are unmatched. No other power like yours. You are God and God alone. Sovereign God, Almighty God. Every other principality, every other power is subject to your authority. You are God, and you are God alone. Glory. 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 Sovereign God, ruler and reigner. Ruler of the universe, author and finisher of our faith, sovereign ruler. No power like yours. There is no God like Jehovah. No God like Jehovah. Glory, God. Glory. We bow in your presence, O sovereign God. Thank you, Lord. Our dwelling place, our refuge. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up, with my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will love thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will love thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up. And my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will love thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord. Have you made it up in your mind that you go serve him no matter what? I will serve thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord. I will serve thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will serve. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up, with my hands lifted up. And my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. St. Matthew chapter 18. I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. with my hands lifted up. St. Matthew chapter 18, commencing at verse number 23. St. Matthew chapter 18, commencing at verse number 23, and a few of the following. Praise God for this day. To all of you, we who assemble in this place, we honor God's presence as he has blessed us so richly throughout this week and allowed us to assemble yet again in this tabernacle sanctuary of praise. And we give him nothing but the glory. God bless you today. Thank you for worshiping with us on today. May God bless you richly. St. Matthew chapter 18, commencing at verse number 23. And you will find these words written thusly. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You may be seated in the presence of God. Blessed are those who read here and apply God's holy word. Amen. We're moving further in our sharing on forgiveness. I want to share with you today from this thought. Y'all pray for me here. I tried to find something else. this is what the Spirit of the Lord gave to me as a subject matter for us on today. I want to talk about when you got a hit list in your heart. I want to talk about when you got a hit list in your heart. Those who don't know what a hit list is, it's a summary of persons that you seek retribution for. The plan is to get them. The plan is to eliminate them. Plan is for some type of damage to be done to them because of our personal issues with those individuals. Sad thing about a hit list is, brothers and sisters, is that you don't yourself don't have to put out the hit. You can call others to do the hit for you. Most mobsters hire a hit man. The one that they want killed, the hit man don't have a problem with them. But they've been hired by the one who got a hit list to destroy the one that they got an issue with. And today, maybe you may be super holy today, and you may not have a hit list in your heart. But I want you to listen to this message today, because you might be on somebody else's hit list. All of us at some point in time have been on a hit list or have created a hit list. God's word to us today, brothers and sisters, we're really going to be what God has called us to be. We've got to deal with the reality of that hit list that's in your heart. You're in church this morning. You've got on church attire. You've got your legs crossed. You're sitting pious and pretty. You're proper. You said amen. You've helped us worship and praise God. You smile when you're supposed to smile. You hugged your neighbor's neck during fellowship time. You stood for the reading of the word. And the sad reality of it is that you still got a hit list in your heart. You'll leave out of this church this morning and still have heat toward somebody else. Want to see somebody die. Want to see somebody damaged. Want to see somebody destroyed. You won't feel better till you see them feel worse. I know I'm in the church. Y'all ain't got to say amen. And you can, and that's the thing about a hit list in your heart, because that's what's hidden. No one knows but you the issues you got with certain people. See, some people, you already done told it with your mouth. That ain't no big deal. I ain't too concerned about the folk who done told me about their problems with me. Who I get some kind of nervous about is the folk who ain't said nothing to me, but still got heat in their heart toward me. Who want to see me struggle, who want to see me suffer, who want me to get payback on me. There's a hit list in your heart. And God comes to deliver us. Can the church say deliver? He wants to deliver you and I from a hit list in the heart, but you got to be willing to let it go. I'm going to give you the basis of this message, and I'm going to dig into it just a little bit. All I want you to know, if you don't hear anything else I say today, because you already done shut down. So if you don't hear nothing else I tell you today, forgiven people ought to forgive. You missed it. Forgiven people are expected to forgive. As much as you've been hurt, that's as much as you ought to forgive. As much as you've done and been forgiven you, that's as much as you and I are to forgive. You're struggling with it, aren't you? You're struggling with it because nobody knows what you've gone through. Nobody knows what they said to you. No one knows how bad it was for you. You have built a case. May I tell you something real quick about payback? Payback might be legal, but it ain't moral. And some of us go get in trouble with God trying to get people back, creating our own way. Uh-huh. And in Matthew 18, Jesus teaches his disciples some lessons. He teaches his disciples in Matthew 18 their responsibility to each other, responsibility to mankind. Once you get through being deep with God, once you get through with all this anointing and gift, now you got some responsibility to your brother and sister. And the disciples were struggling. Early part of chapter 18, they're trying to figure out who's the greatest. What does it take to be the greatest in the kingdom of God? And Jesus gives them some discourse, and it moves down to verse number 15 through 20, and he gives a discourse about conflict resolution. If I had time, I would deal with that, but y'all don't want to hear that either. So in verses 15 through 20, he gives them some steps about conflict resolution. And he tells them what they need to do to resolve some conflict amongst the brethren. Isn't it amazing that we can handle heathens better than we can handle each other? Isn't it better I can forgive somebody who's a sinner and can't forgive a brother or sister in Christ? Isn't it amazing that Jesus still got to teach us how to deal with one another? And in verse 21 and 22, Peter, the great apostle Peter, the cornerstone, the rock, the most outspoken of disciples, he makes a colossal mistake. He asks Jesus, how many times do we forgive? Seven? He puts a limit, a lid on forgiveness. Now, you got to understand, Peter is church folk. Peter is us. See, in the book of Amos, there's a reference in the book of Amos to God forgiving people three times. And so Peter feels super spiritual. He decided to take it beyond three times. How many times do you want us to forgive? Seven? He took it three times plus one, trying to be deep. Trying to put a limit on how much you and I are called to forgive. That's some of us this morning. You're asking yourself and you're asking God, how much is enough? How many times am I supposed to keep putting myself out there? How much do I need to put myself in my hand in a lion's mouth? The problem ain't understanding how many times you ought to forgive. The problem is how you forgive. I preached right then and y'all missed it. The problem ain't how many times you're supposed to forgive. What you need to be figuring out is how to forgive. And when you learn how to forgive, how much ain't no problem for you. And Peter, like some of us,
He wants to put a lid. He wants God to tell him you can own, you got a point that you can cut people off. There's a point that you just ain't got to deal with people anymore. And Peter wants to ask the Lord. He think he covered his bases by asking the Lord for more than what he told him in Amos. Seven times. Look how y'all looking at me now. Y'all trying to figure out how many times you supposed to just keep taking people's stuff. Now you got to understand this, y'all. This ain't for everybody. So take the pressure off. This ain't for everybody. This message, this teaching was to disciples. So if you don't plan on following Jesus, tune us out right now. If you don't plan on growing in God, don't deal with this right now. But for those of us who plan on serving God and representing him in the kingdom, this is what he say do. Now, you got a choice to make whether or not you're going to do it or not. But to the disciples, to those who call him Father, who call Jesus big brother, who want to live for him, you can't put a limit or a lid on forgiveness. Jesus says to him, he said, I say to you, Peter, not seven times, but 70 times seven. Now, what that means is 77 times. Seven times the seven, plus the seven, 77 times, Jesus tells him that you ought to forgive when your brother errs against you. Now, what's supposed to happen to a true believer is that you lose count. But when you got a hit list, you can remember everything somebody did to you. You can remember what everybody said to you. You got it in your mind. You know the date. You know the time. You know what they wore. You know what they smell like. You know what you was eating. You know what day it was. You know how hot it was. Knew how cold it was when people did you dirty. But you don't remember when you did folk. You get amnesia to your stuff. But you remember, somebody else right now in this room can remember every harsh word said to us. Every offense, you can remember it. But you cannot recall when somebody blessed you, when somebody encouraged you, when somebody lifted you, when somebody forgave you, when someone gave to you, when someone loved you in spite of your crazy self. You can't remember that. I'm preaching already. And Jesus takes off the lid when it comes to forgiveness. But when you got a hit list in your heart, you steady trying to figure out how you go get them. You steady trying to figure out how you go handle yours. And Jesus gives this story. He gives this, we don't know if it was factual. We don't know if it was based on something that happened. But Jesus teaches this lesson to us. He says that this king has a servant. Several servants. And this servant, one servant was called because it was payday. It's time for the bills to be paid. Now, the servants in the text were not servants that you know as like slaves or like farmers, because what kind of farmer or slave got the money to pay a king anyway? So the servants you see in the text were actually tax collectors on behalf of the king. These tax collectors on behalf of the king were sent out to collect taxes. And there was a certain day that they were supposed to come and bring back what they collected to the king. This particular brother didn't have the money. Come to find out, he done stole the king's money. Now, before you talk about him, any sin is a debt. Any trespass, any offense is a debt. So before you look down your nose at him, you and I done stole some money from God too. Brothers and sisters, payday is coming. And the day comes when the Lord, the king, called them to, where's my money? Where's my money? And if you go, and here I want to give you some characteristics, four characteristics I'm going to give you of people with a hit list. Now, if this ain't you, tell somebody you know it is. It's probably you though. If you are got a hit list in your heart, this is how you operate. I need a minister today. Y'all gonna give me time? Just minister. When you have a hit list in your heart, you are released, but you're not repentant. You're released, but you're not repentant. Look what happens in the text. In the text, this servant comes and tells the king, I don't have it. He owed him how much? 10,000 talents. This is the equivalent of over $10 million. $10 million he owes the king, and he doesn't have it. And payday has come. It's time to pay the man you've been stealing from. It's time to face the one that you have offended. Oh, Lord. See, some of us are bad because we do stuff, but what happened when you got to face the one that you got to offend? And look what he does. He bows down, and Matthew being messy, Matthew said that he worships. He really didn't worship him like God, but he got in a position like that's his God. Good God Almighty. He gets down on his knees and says, sir, master, please be what? Patient with me. Because by law, he was supposed to take his family and him and put them into captivity until the debt be paid. Take him and his family and take them captive until the $10 million debt gets paid. By law, this is what the king had a right to do to this servant. And nobody would have said a word to him. He told him that if you just forgive me, have patience with me, I will pay you back all that I owe you. Can we deal with the truth? There are many days that you and I tell God that you're sorry. If you'll just have patience with me, Lord. If you just give me time. If you just let me off the hook. I will do better. I won't go back there anymore. I won't say that anymore. I won't deal with them anymore. If you just let me off the hook. And here's the problem with the 21st century church. We don't want forgiveness. We just want to be off the hook. You really don't feel bad about what you did. You hate you got caught doing it. This church so quiet right now. You really not sorry. You sorry you got caught. This brother is not repentant. He is not remorseful about what he did. He's just trying to get out of a tight spot. And people who trying to get out of a tight spot will say anything. Some of y'all came to God this morning because you're in a tight spot. You really don't mean it, but you came to church because what else are you supposed to do in the tight spot you in? And you done told God you're going to do better. You done told God to cleanse it. Done told God to take it away. Done told God to help me. Told God to heal me. But you really ain't changed nothing on the inside. Because you just want to be off the hook and don't want to be forgiven. You don't want to have to pay it back. You don't want to have to give an account for what you've done. And you know God to be a God who forgives. So what better thing to do than go to a God who has a reputation for forgiving? But when you yourself are not repentant, how can he forgive some you ain't really sorry for? I'm preaching, man. I don't care what y'all say. How can God forgive something that you ain't sorry for? Because you meant what you said. You went where you wanted to go. You intended on doing that. You just wasn't thinking that the consequences would come out to be that. But wait a minute. Can I ask y'all a question? We just know this brother as one of the servants. He ain't the only one. He ain't the only one, is he? I'm quite sure some other servants who took the king's money. But you can't bring them other folk with you when it's time to face the king for yourself. I'm trying to help this church. You can't be bringing buddies and pals. Now, see, that's the thing about trouble. It's easy to get into, hard to get out of, ain't it? And them folks that's with you doing stupid stuff ain't with you when it's time to pay the piper. They tell you steal your mama car, but that ain't they mama car. You the one get punished and get a whooping and get beat or get ran over by that same car. They not, but they get you to do the dirt. And you do some stuff wanting to be liked. And then it's time to pay the piper, they told you they was going to be with you, and you're looking back, and you're there by yourself. It's me and you, baby. It's me and you, boo. And you done been to every doctor visit by yourself. You ain't even got his name on a birth certificate. He don't even want to show up or be around because he promised you he was going to be with you, and now it's time to pay the piper 9 months later, and he ain't nowhere to be found because you got to see God. I better leave this alone. He's released, but he ain't repentant. Look what happens. The king who got a right to do him in has compassion. I'm about to shout. The king has compassion. This dude owed me $10 million. That's a lot of money now. Imagine what it was then. Y'all ain't helping me. Because I don't do too good with $10 when people don't pay me back. $10 million? Y'all pray for me. He ain't through with me yet. But you owe me $10. Next thing I know, you on Facebook somewhere in some ball game. Something ain't right. I better leave that alone. $10 million. He owes him $10 million. And the king, who's got a right to get rid of him, got a right to punish him, got a right to do whatever you want to do with him, has compassion. The Bible says he looses him. Good God Almighty. He looses him from the debt, and the Bible says he forgave the debt. See, you can't shout off that because let me tell you what we do. Most of the time when you can't pay it, you ask for an extension. But you got a God who don't base stuff off of extension. He cancels the whole debt as though you ain't do it in the first place. The king didn't give him an extension. He forgave the whole debt. Somebody will tell God, thank you that you ain't keep my sin on the books. You didn't give me no extension. You just forgave me all the way through. He released it. He released him. But the brother ain't repentant. He free. He's debt free. Don't owe the king nothing. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. He had a right to get rid of it. Had a right to put his family in bondage. Oh, God. And he didn't even bother the family or didn't bother him. Because it ain't fair for your family to suffer behind stupid stuff you do. And aren't you glad God just deal with you and don't deal with people who got to deal with what you've done? Oh, I wish I was talking to real people. Look what happens. He's released, but he's not repentant. He's off the hook, but he ain't really forgiven. Because he was begging people to forgive him, but he really didn't mean it. And it takes you not dealing with God to see who you really are. It takes you dealing with other people. Yeah, to see what's going on with you. Because everybody know how to tell God the right stuff. Everybody know how to go to God and be nice. Everybody know how to be God and be prayerful. Everybody know how to God and be, oh, how great thou art. But can you go to the brother? Can you go to your sister and be just as loving? Can you be just as nice? Can you be just as kind? The answer is an emphatic no. Because when you got a hit list in your heart, you're released, but you ain't repentant. But then secondly, you're ruthless and not reasonable. You are ruthless. You are cutthroat. You are uncaring. You are unforgiving. And you're never reasonable. Can I show it to you? This free man who owed $10 million is free as a bird. Should have been shouting. Should have been turning flips. Probably should have just went home. The first thing you do when you get debt free is don't go getting more debt. Go home and just thank God that I'm debt free. That's what I would do. I done got this account paid off. Why would I go and get another one tomorrow? I ain't gonna bother that either. Because it was forgiven. Here's why you can't come in here acting all sedity in church. Because you couldn't pay anything on your sin debt. You ought to come in this church every time you come in here thanking God that he cleared your debt. You ought to be giving him glory for nothing else that he clears your debt. You ain't got to go to hell behind what you did. You ain't got to suffer behind what you done. You ain't got to get penalized behind what you... You ought to come in church thanking God. I know you had a rough day. I know you had a rough week. I know you don't feel good. I know your knees hurt. I know your back hurt. I know they lied on you. I know they talked about you. But can somebody sometime come to God's house and thank him that I'm forgiven? But ruthless people are ungrateful.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And there are some ruthless people in the church who have no sensitivity toward anybody, who act like they can't take nothing. No sensitivity to the issues of others. Ruthless. He goes and finds a fellow servant. He didn't go find, y'all missing the book. He didn't go find his servant. The Bible says he went and found somebody who's just like him. Who happened to owe him 100 pence, $10. I did the figuring, y'all. I looked at the conversions. $10 is what your brother owes you. You just came off the books for $10 million. And you went to somebody who owed you $10. He didn't come looking for you. You went looking for him. The people who hurt you ain't looking for you. You steady looking for them. You keep putting yourself, you go to where you know they go be. You put yourself in their path. You looking for them, and you just sit there with your eyes on them. To see what they go do, to see if they go smile, because how dare they smile and they owe you. How dare you enjoy life and you lied on me? How dare you go to the job and how dare you be happy and you done a child of God wrong? How dare you get up in the morning and you don't know what you did to me? How dare you? You go to where you know they are. Can I push it? And the best place you know where they are is church. You put yourself in their path. You ain't came to worship. You ain't came to praise. You came to go check the ones who've hurt you and see how they acting. Because we've been told for so long, God go get the one. He go deal with them that's done you wrong. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. But he don't need you keeping up with it. And some of y'all got the nerve and gall to show up at this house, not cause you want God, not cause you want the word, you want to check on your prey. You checking on the one you want to see suffer. And you're looking for anything, you are desperate to see anything that don't look right. If they got a cold, They get laid off. Uh-huh. Because it don't pay to do a child of God wrong. Talk, boy. Push it, boy. Don't you back down, boy. Don't you back down. Y'all ain't bit more meaning God no good. Don't mean this church no good. You sitting there checking on sin. What's done happened to the one who hurt you? You don't care. You care about the institution of the church, but you don't care about the people in the church. And some of y'all, the jig is up. The lid has come off. So I know the difference between y'all really mean God any good or you really mean the building. Because y'all love the church, but don't love the people. You ain't slick. Because anytime you can be more faithful to your position and be more faithful to what they elected you to, you're more faithful to that stuff like that, but you don't care nothing about somebody, some brother or sister who's going through pain, who's going through affliction. You can't forgive folk. You don't care about God's people. You care about the institution. And y'all just sitting up here playing church because you just watching to see what's going to happen to the one you PO'd at. I feel like preaching in a minute, y'all. I'm gonna mess around. I feel like preaching in a minute. Ruthless. Ruthless. And still grinning. Good morning. How you doing? I'm good. How you doing? But that hit list. I can't wait till. I can't wait till something just happened to you. Oh, yeah, get them. Sick them, God. They lied on your baby. Sick them, God. They did your baby wrong. Sick them, God. They've been messy about me. Sick them, God. I don't show up to have church. I show up to see what's going to happen to them. And the moment I hear anything going on, yes. And some of y'all are so ruthless, you want to tell you how ruthless y'all? You'll watch somebody suffer and call them and ask what's wrong. Y'all will check on the one that you want condemned and dead just so you can rub it in. Because you really don't want them better. You want them to remember what they did to you. And you think you so heavy with God that the reason why they going through a storm is because what they did to you. You think you just that important to God. You think you that heavy. And you got the nerve to check on the folk you don't even care nothing about. I heard you sick. You okay? You need something? You don't call me when I'm well. Why you calling me when I'm sick? You don't even speak to me when I'm in church, but now you want to come check on me and I'm at home? No, you're just trying to see what kind of shape I'm in so you can go back home and celebrate it. Don't care nothing about me. You ain't slick. Tell somebody next to you, you ain't slick. Tell them good. Tell them good. You ain't slick. He goes to somebody. He goes to his fellow servant who owed him $10. He went and found him. He went and hunted the man down. Not behind the $10, but behind the fact that he owed him. Because at the end of the day, y'all, it don't be about the money. It's about you thinking you too good to be hurt. You think you too special to be offended. You too anointed to be disappointed. How dare somebody even mess over you? You don't care nothing about the money. You don't want the money back. You want somebody to feel it, what they did to you. Mm-hmm.